Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 4th, 2024. Hey, what a blessing it is to be on morning devotions with you again, and I trust that you have been learning from these morning devotions. It's a blessing to me to get to think about them and to share them with you. And, you know, we're walking together on our walk with Christ, and I'm sharing with you things that the Holy Spirit has challenged my heart with, and maybe the Holy Spirit will challenge your heart with them also. So we think about it. We have been discussing about being prudent with our words and paying attention to our words, and how that we should filter our words through the Spirit. And we have now come to the fruit of the Spirit, which is temperance. Be temperate in all things, the Scripture tells us. And so, fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, kindness, temperance, faith. And so, temperance. What's it mean to be temperate? To be temperate means to be self-controlled. And yeah, in our Christian walk, we need to learn to be, practice self-control in all things. And in our words, we need to practice self-control. So yesterday we were talking about meekness, and meekness and temperance sort of goes along. If you're going to be meek, you need to have practice self-control, not to get too up, not to get too down. But we do need to think about how important it is to practice self-control when it comes to our words. You know, have you ever heard those people that say, "Well, I just tell you like it is," and they think that's a badge of honor? Well, that's not a badge of honor for a Christian. A Christian doesn't just tell it like it is. A Christian considers their words. A Christian considers the impact their words are going to say, or their words are going to have. And someone might have said in the past, "Well, you thought it, you might as well say it." No, that's not true either. Again, a Christian is temperate in his words. A Christian understands the impact that words might have, and we understand in the tongue is the power of life and death. And so we understand that our words have impact. Words matter. I think that's one of the phrases that Dr. Moeller uses in his daily briefing. And so words matter. And sometimes it's better to be quiet. And so here, a Christian is going to be prudent in his words. He's going to think about the word he says, and he's going to practice self-control. He's going to think about the words he says, and he's going to form his words in a way that are beneficial. So you're going to think about the words, you're going to think about the impact, and you're going to practice self-control. You're not going to just fly off the handle. You're going to pause and think about how you're going to respond, and not just say the first thing that comes to your mind. And you're going to speak the words in a way that we're going to that will have a positive benefit, because you know that your words have impact. So sometimes, if you're going to practice self-control, you need to refrain from speaking. And sometimes, if you're practicing self-control, you learn that there are words that you need to speak. Again, words have impact, and so you're going to speak words that are going to be positively impactful in someone's life. So, again, thinking about filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit, if the Spirit is working in you, the Spirit is going to help you to be temperate. And the Spirit is going to help you to practice self-control when it comes to your words. And again, we're wanting to shine the light of Jesus Christ. We're wanting others to see Christ in us. And one of the ways that we can do that is being temperate in our words. So filter your words through the Spirit, and let the Spirit help you practice self-control. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for the truths we find in your word. And I pray, Lord, that we will understand how valuable it is for us to temper our words, to be temperate in our words, and to practice self-control in all things. Just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to have the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us to filter our words through the fruit of the Spirit of temperance. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us. We thank you for Jesus who saves us. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Have a great day today. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.